Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it, so far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz flip, acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even YouTube says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
Hello, and welcome to the show that's got him looking. That's right, you're listening to Big Sad Side Lot. We had a great show for you today. We're about to introduce someone who's going to be a big part of future episodes of Big Sad Side Lot. And we have a new nickname. Starting next week, you can officially also refer to us as BSIH. FM Free Internet Radio. That's right. And mystery guest, come in and tell us a little bit about yourself. Hold on, we're seeming to have some audio problems. But our guest will be here momentarily. But in the meantime, I will be playing for you from the X Factor Season 1 Astros Rump Jump Shaker Medley.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that Ron pays. I'm like iced tea. I make them pop pants every time I kick a flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Sto if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm about my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it, taking it, taking it back. I switch flows up 24/7, won't stop till they label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump. demons on my hands and haters wanting me to lose, but that ain't in my future pleasure. I'll be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave alone. If I don't do nothing else to myself, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump, ask you, we'll make you jump, jump.
Jump Rump Shaker Medley as performed by Astro on X Factor Season 3. Alright, we're going to try one more thing. I'm going to be calling back. Momentarily.
Hello?
Sorry about that, but you're officially live on the air.
Okay.
The joys of internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
Never know
All
what's
right.
going to happen.
Oh, well.
Well, tell us about yourself a bit. Yeah,
okay.
Just take time and tell us something
about
yourself.
All right, well, my name is Bijou, but I'm well known as Diamond. I used to model for Barbizon USA, and I went from modeling to acting. So now I'm on to hosting, and I'm more than honored to be part of Big Sass Radio, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show today.
Alright. So I'm gonna let you decide what type of song we're gonna play next. So are you feeling like a little something old school like 80s pop soul? Are you feeling like something off the wall, like a certain pop singer rapping? Because we got that. We also got some independence. We got some good classic rock. So what type of track are you feeling like we should play next? I'm gonna play it.
I feel like we should take it old school, you know. Just a little bit, take it back a little bit, you know.
Well, here's kicking it up old school with an artist who's the son of legendary Motown founder Berry Gordy. This song features the one and only Michael Jackson, and it's Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me.
Watching me. I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
and that was Somebody's Watching Me. Now, Diamond, also, since you want to kick it old school, I have a very interesting track from an artist who likes to keep it old school. I'm going to play this song for you, and I want you to guess who the song is by and when it was written.
All right.
Never too late to show the love. And you men, don't forget that I love you. Ah, baby, it's gonna be alright. Baby, baby, in the middle of the night, nobody's too old to be alive. Where have all the diamonds gone? Never give up, keep on trying to find a way.
Have to say either the 70s or the 90s.
Interesting choices. Why would you say 90s?
Well, it's because of the rhythm, and then also the way he's singing. That's what I would choose, the 90s.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. He has more songs that sound closer to the 70s than to the 90s, but this song was actually released closer to the 90s, but it still wasn't released in the 90s.
Okay.
This is actually a song by an artist who is greatly inspired by the music of acts like the Beach Boys, the Beatles, and the Monkees, and this type of music today. I definitely wanted to play that to show that sometimes songs are just seen. Sometimes a great song can come out of any time period and reflect sounds of other time periods. We're going to have that artist on, and I'm going to have on another episode. And that song was called Lady Antoinette. How I met this artist was he was doing a mall concert, and we got to talking, and we tried to have him last year on the show, but we had some scheduling conflicts and are planning to have him on for a future show.
Okay.
So we'll talk more about that song at another time. What is your favorite type of music?
Well, I like all genre of music. But the one I listen to the most, I would say, would have to be R&B. I love R&B music, so that would be my choice. You?
All right. Well, we had a few great R&B artists on here. Let's see. One artist that we had on here that has done some pretty amazing stuff is this artist we have called Joe B. And he did this song called Wanna See, and that's what we're going to be playing for you next. This is Joe B. with Wanna See.
Thank you.
That was Joe B with Wanna See. And I gotta say, I meant to tell you this earlier, that Rockwell song that I played, I don't think I've played that on the station since our Halloween episode. It was definitely interesting hearing that on the station again. We're going to speed things up in a few and tell you about what we have planned for the upcoming episodes and how we're shaking it up and giving a new format to Big Stats Idle Hour. We're going to play, just to celebrate what's going on, we're going to play an up-paced song. While we're doing it, Diamond, I want you to, after this, I want you to tell us about some of these ideas, some of the new things that we're going to be incorporating into the show starting next week. Tomorrow we're also going to be celebrating our tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be celebrating some of our favorite past episodes of Big Sad Saddle Hour. We're each going to pick out two hour to half hour long episodes and have an extra fun long extended episodes tomorrow and Friday. But first, I want you to decide. We have a rock cover of a song done by one of our own, my own partner in my group, MSFP Crew, has a cover of Foo Fighters' Monkey Wrench. So this is a rapper doing a rock song. Or we have, shall I say, a monster of a duo that are currently on a summer tour, a rapper and an R&B singer, very well known, that are a monster of a duo that are currently on a summer tour. So, how should we speed things up?
I say we should go with a pop, you know, something people can, you know, dance to, you know, just move a little bit too.
All right. Let's give them that monster track then. This is The Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Come on. much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring.
Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, drawing the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
And that was The Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna. And they're currently starting their summer tour, and tickets are available now. So just go to Ticketmaster and pretty much figure it out from there. All right. Whenever you're ready, I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about some of the ways we're shaking it up here on Big Stat Title Out. And then I'm going to let you interview me for a bit. 5 questions that you're going to ask me. So whenever you're ready...
All right. Well, first of all, starting with next week, we are coming out with some new ideas for the show. I know you guys will like, we think about doing Freestyle Friday. That's when you guys will be able to get on and show us your talent. If you're a rapper, you can sing, and just let us know if you want to get on the show. So that's something we're working on. And check out the follow us on Twitter, and we'll keep you updated with that information as well. And so, yeah, like he said, we're coming up with some pretty new ideas next week. So make sure you're online, make sure you're ready to listen, because I know you'll love it.
All right, so now it feels like I've been pretty much interviewing you all episode. Here's your shot to interview me.
Okay. So what kind of genre music do you like?
I'm a fan of all types of music. I've just been a fan of music. And it's interesting that I wound up in a hit, doing hip hop in a hip hop duo, because that was actually, I always knew that I was gonna get into music and be involved in music at a very young age, but my early influences actually, I'm influenced a lot by rock and pop. My influences are, I would say, I've said this before, my core influences, and this is unique for someone who does hip hop, because my core influences are Michael Jackson, Madonna, Janet Jackson, and Paula Abdul. Those when I look at those artists, those are as an artist, that's who I strive to be. And I know you didn't ask me about in radio, but I like keeping it controversial, and this is an internet radio with uncensored music, as a radio inspiration, I'm actually kind of inspired a bit by Howard Stern.
Okay. So what would be the one thing you have to say to the young generation, you know, people who are out there, they're trying, they have dreams, they have goals, trying to make it to the industry, you know, and what would be your message to them? What would you have tell them, you know, to keep going, and what would you tell them?
All right, I'll say there's a few things. One is, as you grow older, keep the childhood dream, but let the childhood dream mature as well into something that's more obtainable. That's one. Two is all about really branding yourself, being all out there. There's no such thing as bad publicity. I was on, as many of our listeners know, I was on American Idol. And that audition, by no sense of the imagination, was a great audition. No sense of the imagination. But it's about making an impact and then showing the people who research you exactly what you can do from there. I've had people flat out say to me, okay, your audition was whack, but everything you got here recorded is fucking amazing. And I just don't get it. You know, I'll be the first to say at that audition, I wasn't 100% myself. And sometimes when you're not 100% yourself, it can affect a performance, but it's how you bounce back from it. So don't let negativity and haters stand in your way. You just got to keep pushing forward.
Okay. Wow. Good message. So what else would you... What is the one thing, you know, you want people to know about you that most people don't know?
I'm glad you asked that one. And I'm actually, with that one, I'm actually planning on multitasking. It brings me to an actual announcement. I've mentioned this before. I'm planning on multitasking. I think it is possible for someone to host a radio show and to continue auditioning for these top-rated shows, and I hope to actually share this again on national television again with the same show that I referenced before. But in answer to your question, I really want people to really know, you know, yes, I have these companies and I'm doing all these things, but I want people to really get to know the person behind that. At the end of each show, I reference my Big Stats Cares Foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. And what and why this foundation is so important to me is the fact that a long time ago, I was one of those kids. I actually, my learning disabilities when I was younger were so crippling that I didn't even start regular verbal communications till I was 3. And even at that point in time, music is what always helped me express myself and grow into conquering these disabilities and being able to do all these things and host a show and really communicate fluently is that I truly believe that music is can be used as a tool. And it starts when the children are young. So I hope I've explained everything that you were asking with that.
Yes. And also, my fourth question is that what inspires you to wake up every day? Like, what do you look forward to getting up in the morning? You know, what gets you motivated? How do you start your day off?
The same thing that's been the answer for practically all my life. I literally live for the music. To me, music is really powerful. And, you know, the rhythms, the beats, I'll find myself sometimes playing a song, and rather than go, you know, some people when they want to go out and exercise, they'll go out walking and stuff. And yes, I enjoy swimming and stuff like that. But sometimes when I want to exercise and I'm around in my house, I'll just put on a song and literally lose myself into the beat. Internally, I love to perform. Music is such a powerful influence in my life, to the point that it's about to get a little dark here. To the point that it literally once saved my life. This is another story that I've not too many people know about me, is in 2002, I had some self-doubts in myself as an artist and as someone trying to make a difference in the music industry. And at the time, I was on a family vacation, a European cruise, and I went to the balcony and looked down, thinking about, because at that point my doubts were weighing so high on me. This was before I discovered really getting into hip hop and stuff, so I didn't even see that as an option at that point in time. And I stood on that balcony looking at that water, thinking about actually jumping. And I swear to you, a voice came to me and said, don't do this. Your destiny is to stay alive so you can tell your story through song. Music literally saved my life. And from that point on, I've committed my entire life to music and helping other artists who have great music get their stories out there as well.
Wow. What an inspiring story. My last question is that is there a place where you would like to visit, or where would you like to go that you've never been before, or would you like to revisit?
Well, I mean, I grew up with a grandmother who's a travel agent, so I was fortunate enough to have these annual family vacations to various exotic places. And I've come close, like literally walking distance from this place, but I have never visited it before. And yes, it's got to be at the right time because, you know, it is a place in the Middle East. So, you know, Middle East destinations can, at the wrong period in time, can be a little dangerous to visit. But I've always kind of wanted to visit Egypt.
Okay. I'm originally from Africa, so I'm French, African and French mixed. So I will really recommend you to go there. It's really beautiful there. You would love it. That would be my suggestion to you. And, that was all my questions, and thank you for sharing.
All right. We got 10 minutes left in the show, and we're going to, after that, I think after that comment of an almost big set suicide, we got to pump some more energy into this show. So we're going to do another up-paced track. This actually comes from my own group, the MSFP Crew. It features two of our original members as well, Tierra and Crown, and this is Hotspot.
Yeah. Who's that? Let's get on the track. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. No, I'm not running. Yeah, I'm finna dump it. Everybody know how it is, never frontin'. Yeah, if you frontin', what you sayin'? Ain't singin' something, I'm singin' nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the O, well, here we go again. To write you to the end. To write you to the end. The end. I'm like more than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, are you know, a dinosaur? I'm older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you, no time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any tracing, 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 tracing? Go, 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 I said.
I'm soft, refreshing like a frosty freeze. The sip of this mist bringing man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze. Got the image of me, 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, fast hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I want. You got what I want. Girl, show them what you got now.
I'll show them what I got. Yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you skipper. I got what you want, said Astros. I'm a lie, love.
Joint was Hotspot by my group, the MSFP crew. We're about to wrap up this show. Make sure to check out our newly renovated site, BigFatSideAloud.com. There's a certain rumor on there about who the celebrity guest is going to be on Idol Compilation Volume 3. We're not going to confirm or deny it, but there is a rumor on there who it's going to be. That's going to be an interesting album when that comes out. So also check out my site, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Set Title Hour, listen to music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produced, find out about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios, see all the projects that I'm involved in, and while you're there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom, open up your hearts, and click that beautiful yellow donate button and show your love for these children. We're starting this foundation, the Big Sets Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So not only will your money in this donation go to helping these children, but it will also go to helping the formation of this foundation. So you will be part of creating a foundation that will change the world. I'm your host, Matt Big Satch Frankel, with our new co-host. Go for it. And we'll see you next time here on Big Satch Idle Hour. And I'm going to give you a call back in about 15 minutes, but we'll like I said before, we'll see you next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
Bye.